Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news for July 29th. Wyville police are investigating after a man said four suspects robbed him of a motorcycle at Walmart on Thursday. The victim was meeting one man to sell the bike, and four others apparently took it away from him at a gunpoint. The incident happened in the vicinity of the Dollar Tree at Walmart. Anyone with information is asked to contact Wyville Police at 910-642-5111. The State Bureau of Investigation is working to determine why an inmate at Columbus Correctional Center died. This is the second one this year. Quashan Omar Shuford, age 31, was found unresponsive in a dormitory just after midnight Thursday. He was originally from East Arcadia. The death is the second of an inmate at Columbus Correctional this year. Marcus Robert Sanders was found unconscious and non-responsive in his bed in April. The SBI said they are waiting on toxicology reports in both deaths. A woman has been charged with allegedly trying to smuggle drugs into the same prison last week. India Berryman of Lee County was jailed under a $10,000 secured bond on multiple drug-related felonies. The sheriff's office said the corrections officers found Berry with suboxone and synthetic cannabinoids, which is called K2, inside the prison. She also had a handgun with stolen parts in her automobile. A Bolton firefighter is recovering after he was hurt while testing a pump on Friday. The firefighter fell off a fire truck and sustained a head injury. Then he rolled into a retention pond. Other firefighters and Lake Waccamaw rescue personnel pulled him from the water. They treated him on the scene. He was airlifted to Novant, New Hanover, and we're happy to be able to report that he is expected to make a full recovery. Multiple people were hurt and traffic was snarled Friday after two collisions under the Chauncey Town Road overpass at US 74 at Lake Waccamaw. The crashes are being investigated by the Highway Patrol. A man was hospitalized after being shot in the head at a home near Chadron Wednesday. The victim was transported to an area hospital with life-threatening injuries. An alleged drug dealer is being held under no bond, facing more narcotics charges, as well as a domestic violence charge. Joseph Daniel Wells, age 36, of Ruth Stanley Lane, was arrested by county narcotics agents on Tuesday. He was already out on bond for drug charges at the time, and he was wanted for an outstanding domestic violence charge. Because of his previous arrest and the DV charges, he was held without bond. Deputies found two more illegal firearms in his home Friday. New Life Community Church youth are taking orders for their Krispy Kreme donut sale. That's the fundraiser that's coming up on August 8th. Delivery will be available on five or more boxes. Cost is $12 each. Call 910-625-0952 to order. Bethel Methodist Church is going to host a free Christian metal concert featuring Cast to Sea and 333 on August 9th. The concert is open for all ages. There'll be free food, fellowship, and more. The church is located at 2733 M. Emery Road in Clarendon. Any student at Wyville High School who wants to raise and show a pig at the Columbus County Fair should contact FFA advisor Ashley Fowler at 910-499-3552. You need to do it quick because the deadline is July 31st and you must reserve your pig before July 31st. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver.